WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
A new era has begun for Monday Night Raw. It's all about the game and how you play it. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorak, and that's Lindsay Ward.
I don't know what to say.
Thanks.
This is, I think, my first time being on the air since it all happened. I'm still a little shocked, and that's okay, because it's like I was saying on my stream earlier, I was excited for Monday Night Raw. I was excited to see where it was going to go, mainly in part because it's a new era.
It is a new era.
Vince, in case you live under a rock, Vince McMahon has been removed from WWE altogether, except for being the owner, due to
many allegations
in corporate misappropriation of funds, which is such a stupid thing to get charged for. I'll talk more about it Thursday, but that's the main reason, or one of the reasons, why he was removed from all his positions. And assuming the role over WWE Creative and over the shows and everything like that is none other than his son-in-law, Triple H. So the thing that we have been hoping for, waiting for, wanting, I think, for a lot of people to see a change in direction for Creative has finally happened. Where at long last, we are getting a different vision, a younger vision, not to say there's anything wrong with Vince's age, but Vince was perhaps a little out of touch. In certain respects, he didn't understand certain things. He didn't like to promote certain things, whereas Hunter has a much younger perspective on the world and understands how to move forward.
Because Hunter, Paul Levesque, has 3 teenage girls.
Yes. So he's dealing with that in his life. So I was excited for the show, excited to see what happened, excited to see how they were going to tell these stories, especially coming into SummerSlam, because from here, everything can change. I think SummerSlam is really going to be the last event that was booked by Vince.
It is.
And after SummerSlam, the doors essentially are going to be wide open for change. Like, they can't do much on Friday. They can't do much tonight. And they can't do much this coming Friday. Because everything's set in stone in terms of the matches. Everything's set in stone in terms of the storylines.
How they get there, that's a different story.
How they get there, that's a different story. We're going to talk about how they got there tonight. But, like, coming out of SummerSlam, they can basically, if they really want to, hit the reset button on certain things and push forward with the company, which is something that I think we're all very excited to see and very curious to see what they do. But this show, it had a different feeling to it. Even if it was subtle, there were changes. There were differences in how specific things were handled.
There was talking directly to you instead of around you. They looked directly at you in the camera.
Yeah, instead of looking off to the side.
That was the first change, you notice. When Alexa cut her promo, She'd look directly at you.
The fourth wall, at least in some respects, has been removed. And I like that. I like that it feels less like TV. I like that it has a more direct feeling. I don't want to say it feels realistic because it's not necessarily realistic. But like the subtle things like Alexa looking in the camera. I like that they did. Because they used to do that.
Yeah,
they used to do that.
And they do it from time to time, but it was a directive where you're not looking directly at the camera. You're looking at the person you're interviewing and stuff like that. She looked right in the camera. Like, that was the old way to do things. You looked directly at them. And they do that a lot in NXT where you look over right into the camera. But Monday Night Raw opened spontaneously with a brawl between Miz and Logan Paul. Because Logan Paul came out right before the show, called out The Miz, and they just went at it to start the show.
I liked Miz's pants. I like the color. It's a good color on him.
The unpredictability started off the show, then brought out the Bloodline, which is Roman Reigns, Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso, and Paul Heyman. Because they're all on the t-shirt brand. Anyway, so they come down to the ring. He wanted everyone to acknowledge him, and then he had really nothing to say because then he handed it over to Paul Heyman. Before Paul Heyman could really talk, well, the mic went out, and the guy must be from New Jersey or something. Cheap Heat. We want your name written down. You might be the next one out the door. Clever. He says, Sunday will mark 700 days as Roman Reigns has been WWE Universal Undisputed Champion. He said, but there's a man standing in his way. That is Brock Lesnar, who loves to just piss on everybody's parade. He said Randy Couture was one of the best UFC heavyweights of all time, and Lesnar ruined his party. Heyman said Brock Lesnar ruined The Undertaker's 21-0 winning streak at WrestleMania. And he also took John Cena to Suplex City. He said Lesnar looks at Reigns as just being one day from 700. On Saturday, wants to ruin that party as well. He talked about all a bunch of different legends, and that Reigns will do whatever it takes to do at SummerSlam to finally get rid of Brock Lesnar. Heyman said Reigns has nothing to say because he can't handle the sound of Lesnar's name. Heyman says Lesnar won't be able to stand at all at SummerSlam. So out came Theory with his Money in the Bank briefcase. He said the Bloodline talks a lot, but they forgot the most important details. Theory will take back his U.S. title from Lashley and then cash in and become the new undisputed WWE Universal Champion. Reigns finally picked up the microphone and wondered what Theory is doing. Why are you just, you gonna come into the ring? You're gonna, you need to come in and acknowledge your chief? He said, you look nervous. He looks scared. He said, Reigns said that Theory, he has no idea what he's doing with that briefcase. And you need a wise man. We need to analyze the situation. He asked Paul Heyman, we like this guy, right? Yeah, he's all right. Then Roman Reigns said this.
Your daddy's not here anymore. This is my ring. And you heard him. Daddy's gone.
That was such a great line. Holy crap, that was so good.
They would then chant, who's your daddy? And Roman proclaimed that he runs the garden now. Roman would leave, patted him on the back. Theory then attacked the Usos. Reigns pulled them back. We had more who's your daddy chants to end the segment. I cackled for like a minute and a half after I heard that line. That was fantastic. Your daddy is not here anymore. Like, you had to address it. It's the elephant in the room. Someone has to make it. Someone has to make the joke. Roman did. Paul Heyman had to turn away from the camera because he could not look anymore. Because Roman nailed it. He nailed the line.
Just down to the tone of the way he delivered it was just absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. And you're right. They had to say something because Austin Theory is directly linked to Vince McMahon. And they've kind of toned it down a little bit with all the allegations and with everything that's been happening with Vince. And they haven't directly connected the two, I think, since about WrestleMania on. It's been much more subtle, which would explain a lot because Vince was under investigation shortly after WrestleMania.
They've acknowledged it, but they haven't interacted.
Yeah, they've acknowledged it, but they haven't interacted. And so, with everything that's happened in the last 4 days, which is Vince stepping down on Friday afternoon, all the way up to tonight, where we find out why Vince was removed and all of these things that have come out, they had to do something. They had to say something. You can't send theory out there and just not acknowledge the fact that he is tied to Vince and that he was backed by Vince. Like, that was the whole story, right? That they were potentially going for was Roman was going to have to go up against McMahon's chosen guy. They were basically doing the Chosen One storyline all over again. It's McMahon's indicated chosen guy. Well, now the McMahon portion of that storyline is gone, and Austin Theory is out in the cold, and he's got to figure out what to do for himself. So I thought this was a absolute brilliant way to do it. You just hit it right off the top. First thing, you don't even lead up to it. You just have Roman hit it. It was beautiful. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I loved everything about it. And they just, all the reactions too. Even the reactions from the Usos and Heyman when he dropped it were just beautiful. Because I think in part they didn't know. Like, the Heyman reaction was the best.
It was.
Because Heyman's like, oh shit, okay.
So, this led to Drew McIntyre taking on Theory. Drew McIntyre would win by disqualification when Sheamus, Butch, and Ridge would come out and attack. Bobby Lashley would make the save, leading to Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre versus Theory and Sheamus, which saw Lashley and Drew get the win. Afterwards, Theory was walking up to the ramp and got double super kicked by the Usos, and then the entire bloodline stood over him as he lay there as the fans chanted, "Who's your daddy?" All this was good. It was really good wrestling.
It was very good. Very entertaining.
I know some people, oh, the first match ended in DQ. It's like, okay, well, it led to something. It, like, you concluded the angle, which is what you wanted. Like, the whole, like, this whole beginning of Raw with Roman and everything, this all, with Theory, it all came full circle. You had a beginning, a middle, and end, all in the first hour with all of them. It worked. It was well done. It's the best way to put it. So, it's now time. Oh, should also mention Dolph Ziggler was at ringside, and that led to the distraction for Theory taking the loss. Forgot about that part. Also, we'll get to it in a little bit. But it's time to celebrate the Mysterios. Mainly, Rey Mysterio. Big celebration for Rey. He had people backstage cheering him on, including his wife and daughter. He talked about all the people he wanted to thank, including Dean Malenko, Conan, or as they call him, K-Dog, Batista, Kurt Angle, Edge, and Eddie Guerrero. And, you know, he humbled and all the stuff. A big celebration. He thanked everyone. Thanked his kids, his wife, and etc. Thanked the crowd. Then out came Finn, Damian Priest, leading to the match between the Mysterios and Finn and Damian, which saw the Mysterios getting the win. Thoughts?
I thought this was good. It's nice that Rhea's back.
We didn't get to there yet.
Oh, Rhea's back. Spoilers.
This was just the match.
But the match was good. I thought it was fine.
Then we went backstage for the party. They were greeting. They were having all the fun. Rey was given a mask and gear. And then Rhea showed up. Aaliyah got in Rhea's face. Rhea pie-faced her. Then grabbed Dom by the hair, pulled him into the hallway. He got jumped. Rey got jumped. They started dragging Rey around. He got powerbombed through a table. Rhea's back.
In a big way. And I'm super duper happy about it.
Which will lead to a no DQ match at SummerSlam between the Mysterios and Judgment Day. So we'll see where that goes. We then had Bianca Belair come to the ring. Out came Becky Lynch. She started talking.
What was Becky wearing? Before we even get there, what was Becky wearing?
The same stuff she's been wearing, just in white.
What was going on there? It was something.
It was an outfit. I don't know. It was an outfit. I don't know what else to say. So every time Becky started to speak, Bianca would interrupt and do the EST bit. Becky was having none of it. They brawled and had to be pulled apart. Saw a little angle.
It's just enough to push it over, because realistically, you don't have to do a lot for Becky and Bianca. The work was getting to the match again and making it make sense without it's just Becky, I want a rematch. You had to build to it, and in terms of the animosity between the two, in terms of the history between the two, you don't have to do a lot of setup before it. Because it's already there. It's already done from a year ago. And now they're going to go again.
Even 6 months ago from WrestleMania.
Yeah, even 6 months ago. But this has been started. This started a year ago
mm-hmm.
at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Becky came back and took Bianca's title. Now they're going to fight again a year later after Bianca took Becky's title at Mania. So you have this beautifully built, crafted story that's been long-term booking, shocker. And so you don't need to do much for it. So this was just a nice little way to push it over the edge and get it ready for Sunday.
Alexa Bliss took on Doudrop. Alexa would win before the match. Alexa talked about Lillian and stuff and how Lily's making her own money and she doesn't need her, but mentioned that she intends to take back her place on top of the women's division.
Call your shot, Alexa. Call your shot. Do it. I think we're all ready to see you go back to the top.
Mm-hmm. AJ Styles and Dolph Ziggler beat Alpha Academy. They did a little setup backstage where AJ and Dolph were having a conversation, which interrupted by Gable and Otis. Quick little match. It was fine.
This was a little nasty. Like, they were going...
It was good.
It was good, but it was... They were getting a little rough with each other.
And I'm okay with that. So, speaking of AJ Styles, he told Logan Paul to shut Miz up at SummerSlam. But we then had Impulsive TV with Logan Paul. He talked about his brother fighting MSG next weekend. Fans didn't like any of that. But that's next weekend. This is right now. This he's talking about Monday Night Raw. He wanted Miz to come out. Miz didn't come out. Maryse did with balls. Her purse was balls. Maryse talked about how she doesn't appreciate Logan talking about her man's package. She stumbled over the word genitalia because she was like trying to figure it out. She then talked about the average size of a man's testicles and said her husband fits right in those parameters. This then brought out Miz. Miz said Logan owes him his career to him. He said Paul will get his big match with Miz. Logan Paul told him to shut up. And he has tiny balls. Maryse would slap Logan Paul. Paul says she has bigger balls than Miz. Tiny balls chant. Ciampa came out. Logan Paul was left laying between by Miz and Ciampa with the skull crushing finale. It was fine.
I would be completely down if Maryse would have kicked Logan Paul's ass in that dress and those shoes. Just completely down. Maryse did an excellent job, especially with the difficulty with the genitalia.
Yeah.
That was fantastic, the way that she did that. I thought this whole segment was really good. Basically, you're building this from WrestleMania, where it's the return, where Miz turned on Logan Paul. So you're trying to make something out of really almost nothing, and they're doing a good job with it. I like this. It was, I will say this. I kind of want the tiny balls thing to end at WrestleMania, or not WrestleMania, SummerSlam. Like, I kind of want that to stop being a thing, because it's just getting a little tedious because they hit it just so hard. They are just all about the tiny balls and the massive balls and just all the balls. Like, I will say it was also a very nice touch that Maryse had a balls purse. Like, she had a little purse that had two, that were two bedazzled balls.
That was good.
That was really good. And it was a big purse. that was just a nice little touch to that she didn't have to do, but she did. But yeah, I just kind of wish, I know they've got a thing going with it, but just to me, it's like, okay, all right, y'all need to lay off, because it's all over his social media. It's all over her social media. It's all over TV. It's a shirt now. Like, okay, we're hitting it just a little bit too hard. Can we just like back off of that? Just a smidge. Just a smidge.
Your main event of the evening was the Bloodline taking on Riddle and the Street Profits. Really good match. Oh my God, blood. But the Bloodline would end up winning. Really good main event.
I enjoyed this thoroughly. I wouldn't mind seeing it again. Everybody freaked out because Montez Ford got busted open the hard way.
He did.
And they got him cleaned up and it was fine. But yeah, it was. But this was good. I liked this. I enjoyed this. I also enjoyed the bit after.
Seth Rollins would come out, cross path with Roman Reigns, just laughed in his face. And then attacked Riddle, dropping him a couple times with a stomp, including a stomp on the steel steps, with the announcers going, I wonder if he'll be able to make it to SummerSlam. Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Also, side note, Rhea's shirt. She was wearing the I'm Your Poppy t-shirt.
That was a beautiful little touch.
That was a nice touch.
Like, there were some efforts made tonight that I very much appreciated. It's sometimes the devil's in the detail, and it's when you do little things like that that just make it that much better, because it's little references like that that just, for the people that know, make it better.
Yeah. So,
and that's the acknowledgement that people know.
While we we took some minor steps tonight. The show was good. The show was enjoyable. And we'll see where it goes once new plans are put into place. We talked about it Sunday. It's going to take time. We'll talk more about it on Thursday on The Rock.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, SummerSlam preview. We will be discussing the Vince McMahon situation because we have more of the story. I'm sure more details will come out over the next few days, but stuff came out today in terms of his removal. So we'll kind of break it down for you and tell you kind of what all has happened and exactly how much power Vince McMahon potentially has in WWE. Hint, it's not a lot. And yeah, also SummerSlam preview. Ding! Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And then SummerSlam review Saturday night once the show ends. The Rock Extra reviews SummerSlam. Sunday night, WTR Sunday night, we'll review SummerSlam at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out The Rock Extra reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Apparently it's a double episode finale this week, so maybe it's one episode, maybe it's two. We'll see how we put it together, but that should be available at some point this week. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. If you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop when you buy a little whip, and everything else. Why?
Because we are hashtag epic partners. And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWRD.
And her Twitch channel?
Twitch.tv/Linz Ward.
Where she streams Genshin Monday through Wednesday.
Where I stream Genshin
Monday through Wednesday and on the weekends. Follow the YouTube channel, LinzWard.RockRadioShow.com. You were just plugging your Twitter.
Well, it's your show.
You plug. Wow. Okay. This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MPG Films, youtube.com/MPG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rec and all week long along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.